Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 April 2024, about through another month. It's hard to believe in how fast time is going by. I mean, a third of the year almost gone. But anyway, we have a very special guest we'll bring up in a minute that you're going to be so tickled to hear tonight. I don't want to give away the surprise, so let's get started with the announcements first. Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us live if you like. You can watch us online. If you go to Rumble and type, or go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and then click on Rumble, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, there will be. The first half hour is always dedicated to prayer requests, prayer reports, whatever. 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News, Prophecy in Action. And then from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we'll be doing a Bible study. I think you'll find it very interesting. I hope encouraging, made strong in weakness. I think you'll find that very interesting. I really do believe that. So join us this weekend. Go to PastorButch.com, click on Rumble, and there will be, or call 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And I'm so thrilled so many people are taking advantage of the teaching we wrapped up a couple weeks ago on American prophecy. People are commenting on it, already said they're so excited to see it. And they're really so thrilled they understand prophecy clearer than ever before. And folks, to understand prophecy and who America is, and other nations of the world also that are named very clearly in scriptures. And to understand that, you'll never know the future of this world and the nations involved. Now, that's the truth. It's available. It's a three-hour teaching. Along with that, we put on 3 hours of Christian Worldview News, along with that also. Plus a book, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. And the outline that I got to listen from, all for $25. That's including shipping, everything right to your door. And I want to thank you all for ordering that. It really makes me feel like maybe we accomplished something to try to reach out to people and maybe help them understand the future of this country and the world. And our news magazine, the Minuteman News, left for Texas Thursday. Within a few days, it'll be sent to me back via email to post on our web, on our email list. If you do not receive the Minuteman News, folks, I can tell you this, I promise you this. If you don't like it, we'll stop sending it to you. It's the biggest, in my opinion, the best online magazine, news magazine available anywhere. It's always 50 to 60 pages long, packed full of hard copy information that you can print off and share with your friends. No charge. This is all free. It's all done because they want to reach you with the truth. So you can feel free to please email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com and say, I want to receive the Minuteman News. you'll get May's issue in your email inbox within a few days. Just let us know, please. Or you can call Lisa if you like. If you don't want to email me, call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, you'll save us money if you'll call our toll line at 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want to sign up for the Minibat News, okay? Or place order for the teaching we just finished. Whatever you want to do, folks, we're here to do our best to glorify our Father and serve the body of Christ and hopefully teach people that don't know the truth about Christ in this world. Now, our guest tonight, David, is Dr. Samantha Bailey. She goes to Dr. Sam, and I love that. She's after training and practicing within the medical system for two decades, she commenced a new phase of understanding and promoting health as a water concept. In 2019, Sam launched her YouTube channel exposing the hidden scientific truths about health. A few years later, and after taking the red pill, Bailey's channel has become a runaway hit with 20 million views, 20 million folks, and 300,000 subscribers to help people understand the simple way they can take control of their health. She's a co-author of Virus Mania, which examines how the medical industry continually invents epidemics to make billion-dollar profits at our expense. And this statement came across on Reddit like, wow, really? Viruses don't exist, and why it matters, by Dr. Sam Bailey. Now, folks, this is to me, that was a powerful, powerful statement. We're going to find out where that come from our guest tonight, Dr. Sam Bailey, by the way, who is connected with us in New Zealand. Dr. Sam, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Pastor Butch. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, folks, if you hear that accent, I love that. But anyway, I really do. That is so sweet. But nonetheless, I want you to make yourself at home tonight, Dr. Sam, and share what's on your heart and mind. But before you do that, tell the folks who you are, how you get started in medicine, and why you and your husband are involved in trying to expose all this.
Yeah, so I'll tell you my story if you like, because it's kind of an interesting journey. So I was trained as a medical doctor. I qualified in 2005, and I worked mostly as a family doctor, but also I did a lot of work in clinical trials, so looking after people that were in studies with heart problems and diabetes and things like that. And in 2019, a friend of mine, I was actually a TV presenter for a major network in New Zealand. I was fronting a health show, and a friend of mine said to me, Sam, you should make start your own YouTube channel because you're really good at this. And I'd never thought of it. And when she said it, I thought that makes perfect sense. So I did start my own YouTube channel, and it was very small at the time. So at the beginning of 2020, I think I had maybe 5,000 subscribers or something. And I just would make videos on questions from my viewers. And obviously everything was happening with COVID, and I could see that things just didn't make sense. And both myself and my husband, who's a doctor as well, we thought we're getting all these questions about, you know, face masks and social distancing. And I thought, I don't know about this, so I need to really hunker down and do some research. And we had a very severe lockdown comparatively to the rest of the world, the first one that happened in March. And so we had a lot of time to do our research. And we came across this book called Virus Mania, written by these two authors who are German authors in Germany. One is a medical doctor and the other is an investigative journalist. And in this book, my husband found it first, and he would read me passages of it. And he'd say, Sam, just sit down and let me read this to you. And it was about things like contagion, the idea whether germs can pass between each other, that there was no evidence for this. And it would go through the scientific papers and break it down so that you could understand it. And I couldn't believe it. We'd never been taught any of this at medical school. And I thought, I have to read this book myself. And it caused such a paradigm shift for me. And I ended up making a lot of my YouTube videos on these themes. And one of the biggest ideas is that viruses don't exist. And the first time my husband sort of said it to me, I said to him, are you crazy? This can't be true. What about antibodies? How does this all work? And slowly, actually, when we got into the research, I finally could understand it, because it's quite complicated. But anyway, the strangest of events happened, because I should tell you too, Pastor, that I was an atheist before, so this is 2019, and everything that happened to me in 2020 changed me to bring me to Christ. So I'm grateful for it as well.
Amen. And Doctor, I guess make this comment now. I want to make sure this is clear. Viruses don't exist. Is that a fact?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get more in about a minute, folks, but I want to make sure that we all understood that. That's powerful. Go ahead.
So in September of 2020, I made a video about what was happening in the New Zealand situation at that time. And it was very interesting because it was just before the New Zealand elections. There was a lot of other forces going on at the time. And I made a video, and in it I said that I wouldn't get a vaccine if and when it came about. And 2 weeks later, I had a phone call from the TV show that I was doing the health show with, and they said to me to take this video down, and the lawyer did. And I said that I wouldn't. And they said, well, just take out the bit on vaccines. And I said, I'm not going to do that, because I believe what I said is the truth. And so then I got fired from the TV show. I got told by the job that I'd had for the last 12 years previously as a doctor, they told me to stop coming in to work because of my YouTube, because of this video. I had all these smear articles about me, and the medical council, the authorities that control your license, came after me very strongly. And at the time I was shocking, and I couldn't believe that you couldn't say this, that you couldn't say, you know, the truth, what you believe to be true. And anyway, I felt the hand of God at that time sort of guiding me, but I didn't know who it was, you know, that it was him at that point. And then what happened was, the author of this book, Virus Mania, contacted me, and he didn't know that I'd read this book and it had changed my life. But he said, Sam, would you be able to interview my co-author about Virus Mania? And I said, I would love to. And we got on so well that he asked me to be a co-author of this book for the new edition that was coming out. And I was just completely blown away. It was like a dream come true for me, because this book had changed my life. And then anyway, we got deeper into the understanding of virology, which is the understanding of viruses, far more. But there's lots of different things to unpick if you want me to go through it, about why viruses, well, there's no scientific evidence.
Absolutely, there's so much. Please, I want you to definitely cover that. But so you were fired and more or less ostracized from other professionals in your field. Go ahead.
Exactly, yeah. So I was, and it's funny, when you're a doctor, all your friends are doctors. I lost all of my friends that way. But I felt, it's felt like this. God has helped me this whole time. And it didn't worry me in a way, because it felt like this is taking me to the right path that I need to go down. One of the other really strange things that happened was I built up a really large following at this time, through all this kind of tumultuous time of 2020, and members like it would send me things, like send me books. And a person in New Zealand sent me a book about a New Zealand doctor based in the 1930s who was an obstetrician and became a naturopath. And again, he had such a similar experience to what I was going through at the time, and had a profound effect on me. And he again had found God through this. And one of the things he said was that he did, which I ended up doing myself because I was so inspired by it, was he said, you need to give yourself to the Lord. And he took himself into his room, knelt down by a chair, and asked to serve the Lord Jesus. And I was so inspired by it that I decided to do this myself. And it's funny, the knock-on effects that happened after that for me were great. So I ended up not working as a doctor any longer and making these YouTube videos and becoming kind of an author, which I never imagined. And both myself and my husband, Mark, have just dived deeply into virology. And so basically there are quite a few different problems with it. So one of the easiest ways for people to see it is to understand contagion. So we all believe that when you come across with a germ that it can make you sick and potentially kill you. This is why COVID-19 happened and why the whole world went into lockdown, because of fear. I didn't realize that there were these studies that were done in 1918, the Spanish flu era, that called the Rosenau studies, and you can look it up if your audience are interested. And what they did is they had 50 prisoners that could get off early, their sentences early, if they would participate in this experiment, where they would go into the hospital with the sick Spanish flu patients, and the patients would cough on them, they would take mucus secretions from their nose and their eyes and rub it into them. They would, and these patients were very sick, like within, you know, 3 days, they were very ill people. And the bottom line of it is that they couldn't infect one patient. They couldn't infect a healthy person. And this shocked me. I thought, how can this be? This is mind blowing that this has never been proven, that the idea of respiratory diseases being contagious has never been proven. And a good friend of ours has also written another book on this specific subject. But one of the other things that's very important to understand is I thought that viruses had been isolated. They'd taken them from anyone's fluids, secretions, isolated them down and infected someone else and caused the disease, you know. So, for example, with COVID, that someone had taken a sample, isolated it, and then infected someone, and that had made them sick with COVID as well. And this has never been done ever in the history of medicine.
And I got to pause there a second. So I remember reading that about the Spanish flu. I remember reading that and saying that they couldn't spread it. They tried. They could not spread it. So if viruses don't exist, and we have said they have now for hundreds of years, incredible. That's the Spanish flu's back, what, early 1900s, I believe it was. World War I was going on, I believe. So how is all this proof that's come out? Have they just covered it up? I mean, how did they keep it so quiet?
Yeah, well, it's been, again, it's a little bit complicated. It's been a coordinated effort in lots of ways. So at that time, you know, the studies had been published, and this was commissioned by, like, the US government at the time. So it wasn't, these are huge, big studies. But what happened is that, you might know about the Rockefellers, which is a very obviously powerful family that had a lot of influence on medical schools. They basically created what we know as the medical industry today in medical schools. So there was a lot of, because this burgeoning pharmaceutical industry at that time, there was a lot of, they had all these petrochemicals, but they also had products that they didn't kind of know what to do with, like waste products. And one of the ways that they kind of were able to use them was in pharmaceuticals. And also previously, it's important to understand about Pasteur, who was Louis Pasteur, who invented pasteurization of milk. He was also very influential in the late 1800s, like the 1890s kind of time, and his work about germ theory was crucial, because this concept that there is one germ that causes one disease and there is one treatment. This model was very exciting as a marketing funnel for the pharmaceutical industry. So,
all right, another point. I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but you're bringing up so many points here. You got my head spinning. Louis Pasteur and his pasteurization milk turned out to be a hoax, also, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, what the whole concept of pasteurization, it's not good. It basically the idea that well, we can't survive without germs, essentially, microbes.
That's true. That's true.
They've done studies with cows, young calves that are born via cesarean section and in sterile, completely sterile conditions. So they're fed particular sterile foods, and they can only survive for a couple of weeks before dying, because all of us need microbes. But Pasteur was obsessed with this concept of germs and that this caused disease. And he was found to be, his findings he published were actually, was fraud. And years later, it came out that after his death.
But it's still being done today. It's still being done today. They're destroying raw milk with all this pasteurization, homogenization. They're destroying the properties of milk to make people healthy. That's why I buy whole milk from a neighbor. Go ahead.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you bring that up because lots of people don't realize that. Even myself, I thought pasteurization killed the bugs and that made the milk good and so that you wouldn't get sick from it. The reason people get sick if they do from raw milk is nothing to do. It's to do with if the cow is sick. All to do with basically all of the nutrients and the goodness from the milk is destroyed by pasteurization and like you say, homogenization. So that idea has been promulgated continuously, this idea of germ theory. And it's been done in lots of different areas. But yeah, so there was another person that went against Pasteur, and his name was Bichamp. And there's some really fascinating books on this topic as well of Pasteur versus Bichamp, where the idea of what they call terrain theory, which I think is really important, and people intuitively understand this, and that is if you look at a plant, for example, why does a plant get sick, like a lemon tree or something? Is it too much water? Is it too little water? Not the poor soil, too much wind? And then what happens is when the plant is sick itself, then that's when the microbes come in to try and clean things up. So fungi and things, they come in to break down dead and dying tissue. They're not at war with us. They're not an enemy.
So you're telling me the plants actually benefit from the fungi sometimes that we think is killing them?
All it is telling us is that there's something wrong with the conditions of the plant, so that there's a problem. And you have to fix the terrain, and the plant will heal, just like humans. Our bodies are just the same. God has the ability for us to heal and gives us that ability. And if we don't look after our terrain, then we will get sick. And that's the question you asked earlier about, why do people get sick? The most common question I get is, why do people get sick in clusters if it's not contagion? And it's essentially the environment. We're all under very similar environmental conditions. And like at the minute, I've got a little bit of a cold, and it's because I've been staying up too late and not going to bed on time. It's my own fault. And none of my family is sick. I've got three sons and my husband, and we're all well. You know, they're well. And it literally is, you have to look after the terrain and everything else follows on from that.
Wow. This is phenomenal. I mean, this is unbelievable. And because all my life, you got a virus. You need an antibiotic. You need this. You need a vaccine. So what you're saying really is for at least 150 years close to it, even with the smallpox vaccine, we've been duped. Is that true?
Yes. And I fully believed in germ theory. It was my own ignorance. I'd never looked into it. And the problem is, Pasteur, is that it's not like, even as a doctor, it's complicated and it's not something that you can easily go into. It's like a black box. And virology was something that we were taught about, but we just accepted everything that we had been taught at medical school and, you know, as a doctor, that was all correct. But when we actually went back to the original studies, and that's what both my husband and I do now, is we go back to all the foundational studies for every so-called infectious disease and look at it and say, well, does this actually show infection? What do they actually do? And you realize there's a lot of sleight of hands that goes on with virology where it's not what it seems. So the concept of isolating a virus, for example, is not what they say it is. They're not separating out a virus particle from everything else. That's not what happens. They have never taken any kind of fluid sample from a person, blood sample, and isolated a virus for any condition, for any viral condition ever. And that is what is just shocking. So often they do these most horrific animal experiments to try and prove their story. So the best one I always like to use is the example of polio, because we were told that polio was an infectious disease that maimed and killed many children in the United States and across the Western world, and that it was caused by a virus. But the original study that they did to get what they call, this is another Rockefeller study, was they took a sample from a sick boy from his spinal cord, and they said that had polio. They mashed up this specimen and they injected it into the brains of monkeys. And then when they did that, they said that they had isolated a virus by doing that.
Oh, my. You know, you made a statement that we believed what we read in biology, you believe what you taught medicine, because it's hard for us as normal people, even for not Christians, it's hard for a moral individual to understand, grasp the concept that you're killing millions of people with fake science. It's hard to grasp that because we will believe that they're good guys and they're on our side. But obviously that's not true, is it?
No, well, I like you, Pastor, I took everything on good faith, but one thing that made me really become a Christian was the realizations of the forces of evil at play in the world. And I'm sure your listeners know that themselves.
Oh, yes.
Is there are serious evil forces at play, and there is so much money to be involved with this. It's huge. I mean, it's unfathomable, like the amount of money. And I'm not saying that all doctors are not, everyone's in on it. I wasn't in on it. I didn't realize. But most people just accept what they've been told is true. And I mean, none of us have pharmaceutical deficiencies of anything. That's the real sadness about this, is that because of this cover story of viruses, I'm not talking about bacteria, fungi, parasites, they are real and they exist. But again, they don't cause disease either. They are the cleanup crew. They are there to help us. They are signs that the terrain is sick and you need to fix it. So this concept of germ theory has caused the whole world to go into mayhem, you know, as we saw with COVID. And people go along with it because they think they're scared and have fear. And one of the things I've realized, and that's what both myself and my husband aim to do, is to reduce people's fear of microbes, to know that there is nothing to be scared of. And then once you do that, you can actually look for the real causes of disease. For example, for polio, the reason that it happened was because of the widespread use of insecticide DDT, which is incredibly toxic.
Yes.
And once you know that, then you're not scared of fake germs, and you won't go down the idea of having, you know, fake treatments, which are essentially vaccines that are incredibly toxic to people.
Well, we're going to break. At the break, a lot more talk about. Please, got folks to take phone calls also. I told you it's going to be a powerful broadcast. 844-769-2944. Folks, we have been duped and tricked, and they just made fools out of us medically. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. Before we forget, Wednesday night, we're going to have Jake Lang on. Remember, he was the J6 prisoner. He's out of prison now. We're going to talk to him Wednesday night and see what all happened while he was in there and why he's out now. But our guest tonight, again, is Dr. Samantha Bailey. She goes to Dr. Sam. And if you're interested and wrapped up in this conversation with what I am, you're going to have some questions. And we welcome the questions at 844-769-2944. Dr. Sam, we were discussing during the break that the pharmaceutical company has made billions, if not trillions, off of fake medicines, have they not?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, there's a really interesting, there's a lady, she's passed away now, Barbara Starfield, who was a prominent professor, sorry, I've forgotten which university, she's American, and she came out and said about the amount of illness that is caused via the medical system, you know, like what they call iatrogenic, so deaths that are caused by the medical system, and it's horrific. It's just,
no doubt,
absolutely huge. And I think people, they always underestimate, you know, doctors and nurses, good people, they go into it usually for the right reasons, but they also don't realize the amount of harm that they're causing people. And this is all, yeah, money backed. And most of the training that we would receive at medical school, it's all about drugs and pharmaceuticals, obviously, a lot of it. And what you get taught is essentially marketing spin that is funded through Big Pharma. So there's this entire industry that, you know, propagates itself and feeds it. And so, yeah, they do make trillions of dollars. And you, if you look, I've actually made videos on this, on, you know, the history of Pfizer is one example. These are essentially criminal organizations. They go around causing so much disaster and destruction. They have to pay out huge amounts of money to people that they've injured. And they continue to go, you know, to practice business, to carry on like nothing's happened. And it will continue because people think that it's helping them when it's actually harming them.
Well, you know, the money they pay out is a pittance compared to what they've made.
Exactly.
It's nothing.
It's part
it's
of
nothing.
Their marketing. Their marketing fees, I mean.
Of course. So the billions, the trillions they made by false advertising, and now the drug companies, of course, we know they're all a huge part of that. And we know that the drugs we take have side effects, so they give us more drugs, take care of that. So we're caught up in a cycle here of curing the cure to cure the cure. We just keep going around in circles. And our environment, as you said, the things we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, continues to make us sick. We have been destroyed not only through medicine, but through food, that's the mass manufactured food that's been played with and GMO'd, and all that's happened also. But now that you are getting this truth out, are any medical firms accepting what you're saying at all?
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, we weren't the first to talk about this, and these debates have been going on for a while. And funnily enough, even in the 1800s, germ theory, when it first came around, was really being rejected from the, you know, the mainstream were rejecting it, but it was heavily pushed, and eventually it, you know, came online as being the kind of dogma. But now you can't question it, otherwise you're, you know, literally evicted from the system, which is kind of what happened to me. But people are, so what's happened, particularly in the 1980s, there were groups that were really questioning the existence of the HIV virus. So the Perth group in Australia were one of the prominent people questioning this. And I mean, I'd never even heard that HIV, that I always thought HIV existed and that caused the disease AIDS. And when you look at this, this is another huge rabbit hole, but it's HIV has, again, never been scientifically proven to exist, although the condition AIDS does exist. So we are, there's quite a few of us across the world, scientists and doctors, that have been unpicking the virology and the problems with it. And so, yes, in terms of, we've seen, even since 2020, that's what's remarkable, was because when we first started talking about this, it was really, you couldn't, this was a thing that got you massively censored. I could talk about almost anything else, but not the existence of viruses on my YouTube channel. Otherwise, it would get struck, you know, get struck down. So, but that has changed. What is amazing is that lots of the public get it. And they're doing this pushback towards professionals and virologists. And we've actually, there's another very prominent doctor, amazing man, Dr. Tom Cowan in the US, who's aligned with, believes what we do as well. And so a group of us have actually created something called the Virus Debate Statement, which is setting out a set of experiments that the mainstream need to do in order to prove their own validity of their, of what they do with science experiments with virology. And we've had no institution anywhere in the world accept it because they can't. We know this because it's fraudulent what they do. However, I think what's really exciting by this, Pastor Butch, is that it's the public that are starting to see this for the first time. And people are far more awake to these ideas because they've seen it themselves that things don't make sense. What happened in 2020 and onwards has not, it made no sense in every way.
Wow. Folks, if you want to call, please feel free. We'll get you in a second, I promise. 844-769-2944. She keeps making some of these statements. My mind just go around circles trying to keep up with this. So I would think that the COVID hoax would have got masses in the world awakened. Although I do know here in this country, and part of my family even, in America, are still getting vaccines for COVID, boosters, up on boosters. They just never seem to learn. But now, you made a statement also about germs. Now, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Do germs exist?
Well, I guess it's sort of the definition of a germ. So I think of a germ as being a microbe that causes disease. So like a pathogen is the medical term for it. So there's no such thing as a pathogen. So microbes, I guess you could call them germs, you know, so microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, parasites, they exist in a real, and you can see them under a microscope and isolate them, but they are there as a cleanup crew. It's like the idea of a fire when a fire happens and you see the fireman at the site, you know, the site of the fire. You don't say that the fireman caused the fire just because they're there. They're there to help clean things up. And it happens almost instantly. That's what's so remarkable with life, is that when when a tree falls in the forest, the fungi are there immediately starting to break it down, take it back into the earth as it was first designed. And this concept, because we see the association of, you can find bacteria in the blood when people are sick, people think that has caused it, but it's not the case. They're there as part of the cleanup crew. And you can't even distinguish, this is what always gives me shivers in some ways, is that we have kilograms or pounds and pounds of bacteria in us. We can't distinguish what is bacteria and what is human. We're all one. There's no, like, where does it end and where does it start? It's we're all part of the same thing, and you can't live without them. They are absolutely necessary for life.
Wow. Well, that's why a sovereign God, a great creator, created things that we don't understand even, to keep us alive and to keep us healthy. And folks, this is absolutely phenomenal. And I said the phone line's open if you want to call, 844-769-2944. I know if you're not calling, you listen very intently, because that's what y'all do. You get quiet. But any questions, feel free to call and ask any question you may have. So you are making inroads, obviously. Do you think that we'll be ever tricked into another fake pandemic?
Yes, I do. One of the things, so I think if people are really interested in learning more, you can go to my website, drsambailey.com, and we have lots of free, pretty much 90% of what we do is free, just the videos we make on all sorts of different subjects on health. But the virus mania is key to understanding that this was the latest in a series of pandemics. So this COVID didn't just happen, and we will be subjected to further pandemics. And you could see it play out with other pandemics. So there was the swine flu, avian flu, SARS-1, HIV, just continually going through, and all of them, you can create essentially a pandemic by via testing and reclassifying existing symptoms as new conditions. So I foresee that COVID was they've been trying this for a long time, of trying to get, and I think it's to bring in much more dystopian world with, you know, the biosecurity surveillance state type thing that they're trying to bring in. So with what I potentially see coming, Disease X is another one where they basically reclassify very common symptoms, so cough or cold or whatever, and say that this is a new disease, and they come up with a new test. And essentially that's what happened with COVID 19 was they designed a new test which could not diagnose anything. And we've broken that down in lots of different videos and in Virus Mania as well, and other books, and to understand that these tests don't tell you anything. They're useless and meaningless, and it doesn't explain why people are sick. And the trouble is that if you still have a fear of microbes and germs and viruses, it propels you into this funnel, you know, into the same channels you into always listening to the experts and doing what they say, whether it mean vaccines, which I'm sure many of your listeners know are extremely harmful. And it's the same with pharmaceuticals as well. These are all just marketing funnels to transfer large amounts of wealth from the public via taxes that go basically into the vaccine industry and big pharma.
Wow. And in your professional opinion, what do you see happening next as far as a fake pandemic?
Yeah, I think they're going to, I mean, this is always, my husband hates me speculating because you always get it wrong. But I think that I see that they'll try to do more of these. Vaccines are critical. Like, everything leads back to vaccines. And so what I imagine is that they'll create another new disease, and usually they frame it in a way that it has a very extremely high mortality rate, we're all going to die, and, you know, need to lock everyone down, do that same kind of playbook again with the media and governments, and then, you know, the answer is further vaccines. They want everyone essentially on just vaccines. They're not even, like, in 2007, the PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, did a big pharma commission them to look into why, because they had problems with continuing their model, their business model, where they couldn't keep making these blockbuster drugs because it costs them so much money to create them in the first place. And then they have a patent for a short period of time, and then they, you know, they're fighting for the next drug. So PwC commissioned this thing saying, essentially, the best model for you all to go down is vaccines. And so in this 2007 paper, they said, you know, vaccines can be used for everything, which is what we're seeing today. So, you might have noticed in the news now, there's vaccines for cancers now. Vaccines for every single condition. They want us, because for them, they don't have the worries of indemnity. It's just money for jam, and they can continue it indefinitely. I see more the strive for vaccines, and whether that will be tied into, you know, the biosecurity state as well. It's critical for people to realize this and to not go along with it, to not take another vaccine ever again. And I think, to be honest, 95% of pharmaceuticals you do not need.
Okay, folks, we don't have time to get into this right now, but I do believe this is tying us in, as she said, to biometrics, maybe into AI, and perhaps the Mark the Beast. Now, I'm telling you the truth. Let's speak to Al in North Dakota. Al, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Okay. I hesitated to call you because last time I called you, I've called you once or twice before, and the last time I called you, I lost my phone for about 6 weeks. You know, I had the hardest time getting my service back from Verizon Wireless. You know,
wow.
But anyway, ma'am, Dr. Sam, I just want to say to you that doctors like yourself during COVID, thank the Lord, okay? I'm so glad you were born again about that time, because that's probably about what it would take to make somebody think differently. It's like God must have come into your thoughts and just helped you and guided you. And doctors like you are just like you were my heroes during COVID. These names, you know, mass formation of psychosis, and Pastor Butch, have you heard Steve Quayle? Now, I don't know if you're on friendly relations with Steve Quayle, but I'm going to mention his name because
right.
he's got
I'm,
a new
yeah, yeah.
Well, he's got a syndrome called reality denial syndrome. You know what I mean? I don't mean that. I'm surrounded by so many people like that, and there's so many people sinking back into reality denial, you know? I tried to call the North Dakota Dental Association last week because I don't know if you folks remember Dr. Sam may or may not because she's so far away, but the American Dental Association said during COVID back in 2023 that you know, MRNAs were going to be put, mRNAs were going to be put with the Novocaine or the pain-killing shot.
Yes.
As you have, okay. Now, when I called the North Dakota Dental Association, the woman at the office sounded very nice, but she didn't know anything about any of this. You know what I mean? And she had no idea.
They don't.
Whether or not MRNAs are being mixed with the Novocaine. This is really insanity. Trying to ferret your way through this stuff is insanity.
It's called mass deception, Al. Mass deception. Mass brainwashing. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I just rewatched World War Z, you know, with Brad Pitt the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the media, Hollywood has just prepped all of us. You know what I mean? It's literally mind control, you know? Okay,
I agree.
Enough, but God bless you, Dr. Sam. The courage that you and your husband must have shown, God bless you, and please continue. And Dr. Peter McCullough and various other doctors that stepped forward during COVID, I mean, you folks were literally my heroes, you know, because I nearly got attacked by the Department of Health here when I went into, I was buying paste, what do you call it, ivermectin paste, you know. I was taking it during COVID, you know. I'm 70 years old. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't believe it's harmful. You know,
no,
I don't believe it's harmful.
I have some in my gun safe right now, along with ivermectin tablets. I'm ready. Good point. Al.
You know what they were telling me at Runnings, though? They were telling me that the two other ingredients that are in there, there was two other ingredients on the package, and supposedly that they're supposedly very harmful to human beings. But, you know, I don't trust these people anymore.
I don't either.
Anyway, I'll shut up. Hey,
all right, thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it. Thank you. Very quickly, any comments on that, Dr. Sam?
Yeah, and I thought what he raised was really interesting, actually, because I think what he touched on is so important is that, and I felt that myself, was that you just didn't know who to trust anymore. This whole thing, it was like pulling the rug from under your feet, and you felt completely like no compass, no. And I think that's where God's incredible to have that as your beacon of hope, is to always trust in Him. But I think one of the things, I'm just about to release a video actually on ivermectin because this is another, there's so many narratives, I guess, to keep people on the plantation believing in germ theory.
Sure.
And the reality is I don't think we need any of it. When we have everything that we need when we get sick. I think a lot of people were just fearful that I need something. I need to have something there in case
of, you
know, worst case scenario. But it's
good
something,
point.
You know, to look into further. But it's the fear of just and not knowing who to trust and not.
Yes. Okay. We got a hustle. We got a couple more phone calls. Let's speak to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Got about a minute. Tom, come on in.
Okay, Pastor. Dr. Sam, I've heard people espouse the theory that cancer is viral. If viruses don't exist, what's your theory on cancer in terms of what causes it?
No, I've got you. Great question. Yeah, so essentially that's been around for a long time, that idea that and it's been – they've been looking for viruses as the cause of cancers forever, and they can't find them. But essentially cancer, it's a buildup of toxins. So our bodies, what it does, we have extremely good eliminatory systems, which are – so, you know, eliminating toxins from our – body that we get from the environment. So, and this is things like sweating, your bowel motions, urine, you know, your coughing, the whole, every way that the body can eliminate toxins. And when the body can't clear them, what happens is it it walls it off as essentially tumors. And where do these toxins come from? Why does the body do it? So it's multifactorial. Like you have things from the environment. So I personally am very against glyphosate sprays that they use, Monsanto type Roundup.
Dr. Sam, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm sorry to cut you off, Tom. Sorry to cut off my answer, but I got to get a call. And thanks for calling, though, Tom. Thank you. And all right, folks, you heard it. It's toxins. Let's speak to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. You got about 1 minute here. Hello, Gene. Can you hear me? I don't hear Gene, Todd. Is she still there?
No, we lost Gene.
All right, Gene. You have time to call back if you hurry at 844-769-2944. We're down about the last 2 minutes here or so. Dr. Sam, I'm going to let you kind of wrap it up in your own words. Tell the folks again how they can contact you, read more about you, and learn more about you.
Yeah, so the best place is to go to Dr. Sam Bailey. BAILEY.com. Everything you'll find, articles, our books, videos, and you can learn more about how to be healthy. So learning things about fever, fasting, all sorts of things. We talk about EMF, and I do lots of interviews with other people from around the world.
Okay. And Dr. Sam, and you please tell your husband too that we're very proud that you folks are out there doing this, and I'm glad I got to speak to you a little bit. We could go on with this. I have a lot more questions to ask you, so do you mind if I get you on again sometime?
I would absolutely be thrilled.
I mean, this has been phenomenal. This has been phenomenal. And a lot of things you mentioned I'd heard of, but you put it together to make sense. So when it comes right down to it, the medical profession, whether they know it or not, but most of them, as I think Tom said or Al said, they don't know what's going on. They've been duped also, haven't they?
Yes, yeah. And they're good people, but the trouble is ignorance. You have to look into it yourself and do your own research. And I that lack of trust I get completely.
I can understand that. Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. By the way, folks, Dr. Sam just got baptized this past weekend, so that itself is a blessing in itself. That's a huge blessing to hear that. And Dr. Gene, thank you so much. I do appreciate your time and being with us tonight. I know it's a whole different country you're in. I know it's tomorrow where you are. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll be in touch if you don't mind.
I would love that. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless, sweetheart. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, folks, what can I say? A wonderful interview. Wonderful, sweet lady. Her and her husband are taking stands and IDing the lies that I fell into. We all have. But maybe it's time to get her eyes open, not be deceived, further deceived into the beast system. And that's what it is. It's a beast system of deception, of ownership. Yeah, they put these things in you, folks. They pretty much own your body. They do, because they're putting disease in it. They're putting all manner of things that you don't have any idea what it is. Let's not do this any longer. Let's make a difference. Love you. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.